And one day the Holy Ghost came upon me and I prayed. I said, God, oh, my Father, you placed us here for a revival, and now I ask God to shake the town. I said, shake the town hall. I named the whole shebang, from the mayor down to the least clerk in the town hall. And 2 weeks later, God answered that prayer. Buchstäblich. You know what that means? I didn't expect it, but I didn't know how God would do such a thing. In a town where Pentecost was despised and we were despised, now all at once the front page of the daily paper heralded healing of a lame man. It started the revival in that place. It started in the courthouse, the mayor and the chief of the fire department, chief of the police department. He went into the jug later too. And the whole gang came together when that cripple walked in there without crutches and demanded the job. And they said, what's happened? And the funny thing to me was this. We had had healings before, and nobody paid any attention to it. No newspaper, no press agent. But here, this healing, which we didn't know about until we read it in the paper, because the fellow couldn't talk English nor German. He was a Russian. And all I saw was that he was lying there under the power of God. And when he got up and took his crutch over his shoulder, I still didn't realize what had happened. But when he came to the courthouse next day and demanded a job, they called the press, and then the papers came out. Cripple claims healing through prayer. Well, the wonderful thing was that the Chicago newspaper, the Hearst papers in Chicago, in New York, San Francisco, they all picked up the story. The whole country had to know about it. Why? Because it was an answer to prayer. Beloved, that shows what God will do when we abide in Him and when we mean business. And 4 months later, I got a letter from a Hindu in India who had read in a paper in India of the same miracle.